control of the airwaves by dialing in toll-free, 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-855-450-3733. You can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. We give you the features there completely free. Once again, freetalklive.com. Tonight, it's Ian here.
And Mark.
And, of course, you can join us where you can actually interact with the site and create the content for it. Freetalklife.com. When you see something online you want to share with our other listeners and us here on the air, you can submit it as show prep. It is then voted upon on our site, and then the most voted up will make it to the front page and the top of the site. It's a social bookmarking, as it's called. You can see what it's all about by going to freetalklive.com, getting interactive there. Now, you can bring up whatever's on your mind. We've been talking about everything from gun laws, felons, and the whether or not felons should be able to possess guns, to immigration, and the freedom to work in a so-called free country. Let's go first, though, to the phones and the fun. Skywalker, listening to XM's Extreme Talk. Hey, Skywalker.
Yeah, thank you for taking my call. I certainly agree with everyone being able to defend themselves. I do rely on training. I don't want to see it being mandatory, because if it was, it would get so outpriced or so expensive that the people that really need it can't afford it. I'm not sure.
You talking about gun training?
Where it should come from. But there is, like, people that have mental problems.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, yeah.
A lot of them are in Congress, I'd just like to say.
It's a difficult,
I agree.
It's a difficult thing to discuss, though, when you're talking about somebody
that
who...
gentleman that was talking about the... you're not turning in all the money that you make.
Yeah.
We never had an income tax in this country until World War II, and they said, we're going to put it on, and as soon as we get this war paid for, we're going to take it off.
Actually, the income tax was created in 1913.
But it didn't affect most Americans until the 40s.
Good point. But yeah, you're right, Skywalker. I mean, certainly the IRS is relatively new in the scheme of the so-called United States, and we got our... the country got along fine without the IRS. I'm with you, and I thank you for the call and thoughts tonight at 855-450-FREE. Let's talk to Matthew, listening in Conway, South Carolina, to WRNN out of Myrtle Beach. Hey, Matthew. Matthew in Conway, going once. Matthew in Conway, going twice. We'll put him back on hold. Maybe he's in a bad cell. Let's go to Gene, the Christian anarchist in Tennessee. Gene, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hello, guys.
Hey, what's on your mind?
You hear me all right?
Yeah, you coming up to the Porcupine Freedom Festival, Gene?
I wish I was. No, I'm afraid not.
Oh, bummer.
But
all right, so what's on your mind?
I did go to the Republican National Convention in...
the National Convention will be in August in Tampa, right?
Yeah, I'm going to that one, but I just went to the one in Texas, in Fort Worth, last weekend.
So the state convention.
And it was fun. I'm having a hard time hearing you, which might have been why that guy was talking over you, because I think there might be something wrong with your audio level.
All right, appreciate that. I'm sure Bordoff will be able to look into it. Go ahead.
But I had a great time. There's a lot of liberty-minded people. Amazing number of Ron Paul fans showed up at that convention. Of course, I brought the Ron Paul Corvette, so that made a little bit of a... an attraction there.
Right. All you have to do is search for Ron Paul Corvette, and, you know, under image search or something like that, you can see this amazing
vehicle.
Yeah,
it's pretty sweet. It's a nice-looking wrap that you've done to your Corvette there.
But I was encouraged, and while I was there, of course, was when Rand Paul made the announcement that he's endorsing Mitt Romney, which was kind of a bummer for everybody.
Ew.
But I do have... I am encouraged by the number of people and the way this movement up towards liberty is going, and I do think it's like a freight train, and I don't think that the GOP establishment or any of the other people are going to be able to stop it. I don't know exactly what course it's going to take, but I'm sure that we are headed towards some serious changes. Now, of course, we have our economic collapse looming on our doorstep, so... how things are going to all break out, I don't know. But
yeah, they're going to have to be Aikido experts to dodge the economic bullet that's headed towards the United States.
I do expect some fireworks, and I'm going to China in about 4 days, so maybe I'll call you from China.
Very good, sir. Gene, anything else on your mind tonight?
I guess that's about it. I just wanted to report how the...
Were there any shenanigans at the GOP convention in Texas?
I'm sorry?
Were there any underhanded tactics like we've seen at some of these other Republican GOP party conventions that they've been having?
There were some of those going on inside. Now, I was only a visitor and not a
speaker
of the convention, so I got to see Ron Paul speak twice, once at the convention and once at the party afterwards.
So would you say Ron Paul is still campaigning? I mean, some people are saying his campaign is over, but, I mean, if he's going around speaking at conventions.
If you've got just a minute, I was very impressed by what he said when he got up and gave his speech at the convention. He did get up there, and he said something about, you know, they want me to talk about unity or whatever, something to that effect. And, of course, you know, I kind of went, oh, geez, here it comes, you know. But, of course, Ron Paul, being the trooper that he is, he came through with flying colors, because he said, but it depends on what you want to unify behind. He says, if you want to unify behind liberty and, you know, eliminating the Fed and all that, he says, unity is a good thing. But he did not bend his principles even one little
good
bit towards unity behind this party. So this man is somebody you really have to have a lot of respect for.
I'm with you, Gene. I appreciate your call tonight, and thanks for the call. I appreciate you making it 855-450-FREE. Let's go to Joe, listening in Battle Creek to WBCK-FM. Hey, Joe.
Yes, hi. I want to comment on the fact that since you claim to be a felon, that's you know, you got to the position where you are now due to your intelligence and vigorous attempts to seek employment. A lot of felons don't have that opportunity nor that intelligence to do something like that. So you created your own job, and that's very good. As you probably know, you couldn't or had a very difficult time being employed by anybody else. So, you know, this is you're left to your own devices.
Well, actually, what I did, and consider this was a decade ago, so computers weren't quite as ubiquitous as they are now, but when I got out of prison, is I just decided, you know, my felony conviction's my business, and I'm not going to share it with anyone. So I just didn't share that information. I think that one time I didn't get one job because of the felony conviction, but I never really had any trouble with employment.
You're very fortunate. Now it's ubiquitous that everybody checks people's reputations, and you know, they pay a fee, and they can get your criminal records, whereas they couldn't before. In reference to that firearms thing, I wanted to share with you the fact that at one time the federal government had a program they called Relief of Disabilities, where a felon, if you haven't been convicted of a felony in 7 years, you could apply to them and get fingerprinted. They would talk to your neighbors, the BATF would, and they would generally authorize you to have a firearm. That funding was removed. So they no longer do that. And in Michigan, you have to go to your gun board. A neighbor of mine, a former police officer, was given a firearm for his duties in a small village police department, nickel-plated, pearl-handled, and they gave it to him in a glass case.
Really
and
common, yeah.
Had his name put on a plaque and such. He took it out of the case and put it in a holster, put it in his closet. He had it legally registered under Michigan law, as anybody would. Well, he got a felony conviction 20 years ago or so, and he had a dispute with a person, and the police... No, he applied for to go in front of the gun board to get his rights established so he could have a firearm again. But when he found out, he had to get fingerprinted, go to school, and pay about a $450 fee, he backed out of it.
It's a huge scam. I thank you, Joe. I appreciate your story tonight. 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Enough time for you and your thoughts. You can bring what you want. This is Free Talk Live's Live Saturday Edition. More coming up.
Hey there, you've reached Claire. Leave me a message. Claire, it's Ann. Hey, you know that hormone balancing product we talked about before? The all-natural one. Ambrin? Well, I gotta tell you this. Not only did Ambrin stop my hot flashes, but since I started the Ambrin program, I have lost so much weight. Seriously, even my belly fat, it's gone. I haven't been this thin in years. I feel great. Give me a call.
The leading cause of weight gain in women over 40 is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, it can be practically impossible to lose weight. Ambrin restores hormonal balance naturally, so the weight can just fall off. Yes, even that stubborn belly fat. Plus, Ambrin eliminates other symptoms of hormonal aging too. So with your hormones in balance, you can feel great and finally lose the weight. Be one of the first 50 callers right now, and they'll send you a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply. Free. Call 1-800-525-2563. That's 1-800-525-2563. 1-800-525-2563.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Attention, mindless criminals, thugs, and thieves. Go ahead, break a leg. American homeowners are fed up with your door kick-ins and forced entries. We now dare you to try your boot against any door reinforced with the Door Sentinel. The Door Sentinel pack includes a steel door jam plate with 3.5-inch screws, a lock shield, and hinge shields. The Door Sentinel installs in minutes, securing any front, side, or back doors, even French doors. Criminals, be forewarned, your leg will break before the Door Sentinel will budge. Even if you have an alarm system, back it up with the Door Sentinel. Basic products starting under $20. Order your Door Sentinel today for your home, garage, or any building you own or rent at MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com or call 678-648-6757. That's 678-648-6757. Get your peace of mind back with Door Sentinel. The Door Sentinel. Always on guard.
UtopiaSilver.com believes, as the Declaration of Independence states, that our rights come from God, not from government. The only lawful purpose of any government is to protect and secure the rights of the people, and no man or government has the authority to take what has been given to us by God. Among these rights are life, liberty, property, and the pursuit of happiness. And America's government has ceased to be the protector of liberty and of the people's God-given rights. But we the people can return America to greatness if we are willing to stand up and reassert our stolen rights. We ask that you join Utopia Silver in changing America's course in history. To save on health care and improve your health, call Utopia Silver at 888-213-4338. For a limited time, new customers will receive 50% off all colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, live Saturday edition of the program. Dial in toll free and bring up anything you want. 855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI toll free line. You can join us on our website. Drop over to freetalklive.com and enjoy the various features that are waiting for you there. Once again, freetalklive.com. Features including archives going all the way back to late 2006. You can click and download as many as you like from freetalklive.com. You can also download them through our SoundCloud page and share them. Yeah, maybe you find a show that you particularly enjoy. Well, you can use our SoundCloud links
to share them on your Facebook page. If you go to share them on Twitter, share them on your WordPress blog, all kind of different ways to share SoundCloud files. That's where we're hosting our show now. So if you go to freetalklive.com, look over on the left-hand side of the page under Listen and Share, you'll find the link to the SoundCloud page where you can then easily share any number of episodes that you would like and the ways that you want. Once again, freetalklive.com.
And if you have a company that needs to try something new in the area of accounts receivable, SACL CAI can do that for you. SACL CAI has been a sponsor of Free Talk Live for many years. They're a big supporter of the ideas of liberty. The principal over there, Jason Osborne, is a big supporter of liberty, big supporter of Free Talk Live. And so if you do have a company that needs to try something new in the area of accounts receivable, SACL CAI does collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged off receivables. You can see their banner at freetalklive.com. It's the top one on the right-hand side of the page, SACL CAI.
We continue with you and your thoughts, your calls, about whatever's on your mind. Matthew, we're going to try one more time. Listening in Conway, South Carolina, to WRNN. Matthew, are you with us?
Yes, sir, I am. Sorry
Excellent.
About that.
No problem. Go ahead.
Well, hey, I just wanted to start off by saying I'm jealous y'all that are going to be up there in New Hampshire. That's where I grew up, and I miss it during the summertime. I heard somebody say how beautiful it was, and it is quite beautiful in the summertime.
You don't miss it during the winter, though, do you?
Well, yeah, those 6 inches of ice, you know, during the ice storms are pretty bad to get through with a sledgehammer.
You know, everything's got its contrast in life. Go ahead with your thoughts, sir. What else was on your mind?
Well, you know, I listen to a lot of talk radio, and I'm a recent political science graduate, and I just think it's really amazing that nobody brings up the philosophers that our country's constitution and you know, the way of life that the founders set up was based on. Like, for example, Locke's Two Treatises of Government.
Sure.
We look at things like that, it really answers a ton of questions if you just go through it and rationally, logically look at the chain of thoughts that he set up. And in terms of gun control, you know, he said everybody's the sovereign of the country, the citizens are the sovereign, and it's our responsibility to protect each other. And that really provides some insight into gun control and who should get it. And it really shows that everybody needs to have a gun or some sort of a weapon.
Well, they need to have the ability to have a gun. I mean, some people don't want to have weapons, and that's fine. They shouldn't if they don't want to. But people should have the freedom to choose, and they should have that freedom to choose regardless of the mistakes they made in their past.
I'm not even convinced that guns are the very best personal protection device. I mean, you know, the police will tell you that within 15 yards, which seems like an exaggeration to me, but that a person with a knife has the jump on a person with a gun.
That's interesting.
It's interesting.
Yeah, well, people should be able to make these choices. Matthew, any other thoughts you want to share?
No, that was it.
Appreciate you
y'all
calling,
have
man.
Fun up in New Hampshire.
We will. I appreciate it. And we'll be broadcasting live the entire time. So hopefully a portion of the fun will transfer over the radio waves. And I appreciate it. Thanks. 855-450-FREE. Of course, he's talking about the Porcupine Freedom Festival starting on Monday. It's not too late for you to get up here if you're going to be up in the New England area. Or if you can make it up here, it's worth it to be around hundreds of other like-minded, liberty-oriented people. Go to porkfest.com, P-O-R-C-F-E-S-T.com.
You can tell the natives of New Hampshire because they'll say New Hampshire.
Oh, yeah.
New Hampshire. Not New Hampshire.
Let's go to Lauren, ladies first here. Lauren, listening in Charleston to WSC-FM. Charleston, South Carolina, that is. Lauren, are you with us? Lauren, going
yes,
once?
Yes,
hey,
I'm
Lauren.
Here.
You're on the air. Go ahead.
Y'all are still talking about how, you know, these poor people are being put in jail for having guns, correct?
Yes, that's right.
Because, you know, what I don't, you know, I am a liberal. I know I am a liberal, but when it comes to gun control, I believe people have the right to protect themselves. It's absolutely ridiculous to tell these people who are going about getting guns legally that they can't have, you know, that all of a sudden they're being put in jail for it.
Well, and I don't know if they're getting them legally or not, but who cares whether they're getting them legally?
Well, I mean, for me, as long as you're doing it legally,
define legally in your mind? I'm trying to understand what you mean by legally.
You know, going through the right papers, getting, you know.
The right papers.
Getting, yeah, you know.
I bought guns before without any papers.
Wait a second.
Like
you understand historically that that they have used gun registrations in confiscation efforts?
No, I have not.
That's one of the reasons that people don't like these registration efforts. And you'd have to ask yourself, I mean, what is the purpose of the government knowing where the guns are? If a person has a right to own something, then they shouldn't have to report to the government that they own it.
Yeah, I don't want to give anybody any information about the firearms I'm buying and from whom I'm buying them and the price I'm paying or anything like that. I should just be able to go out and pay somebody cash and get a gun, I mean, don't you think?
I agree. I still feel in, like, murder cases, they should be able to find where the gun came from. And I guess I think that's the only argument that I can think of for why you would register guns.
Yeah, we
However,
think probably
my whole thing is, some of these people are being put in jail for not paying traffic tickets, and then all of a sudden they can't get guns.
I would think that would be the best argument, but do you understand that usually when they identify a weapon in a murder, that they're looking at the bullet, and they're deciding from what weapon that bullet comes. And then at that point, you have to have the weapon. Where did you get the weapon if you do find it? Usually it's in someone's possession, so most of the time, they really don't need that information anyway.
You certainly sound like for someone who describes himself as a liberal, Lauren, you sound a little bit different. Well, tell me more about what it means to be a liberal.
Honestly, I'm very earth-friendly. I believe in a lot of what Democrats say. I believe in gay marriage and things like that.
I like clean water. I like clean air. I like trees. And I like gay people, too. And I support marriage as well. But I don't call myself a liberal.
I support the right to contract for any human being.
Yeah, well, my question is...
I live in South Carolina, and I try to say I'm just... Anytime I talk politically with friends and I try to say, these are just what I believe, instantly I'm called liberal, so I just go with it.
So here's my question, Laura. I mean, the term liberal has changed over the years. I mean, for me, the word liberal would have worked for me like a couple, you know, 100 and a half years ago or something like that.
Classical liberal.
The classical liberal. But these
words
makes change.
That makes plenty of sense. I mean, because Republicans nowadays are nothing like Abraham Lincoln's Republicans.
Sure.
Am I correct in that?
Well,
I mean, Abraham Lincoln was a warmonger, and so are the Republicans today. So there's probably some similarities. But all that said, here's a question for you. Just curious. Do you believe that human beings should be free to live their lives as they want, so long as they don't harm others?
Yes, I completely agree.
You might want to look into the libertarianism or voluntarism. That might be more kind of an interesting research project for you. And I appreciate your call tonight, Lauren. Thanks for making it. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-855-450-3733. You take control. This is Free Talk Live's Life Saturday edition.
Attention business owners and individuals who owe the IRS. Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? You need aggressive representation. Call Certified Tax now and speak to one of our tax attorneys, enrolled agents, or tax professionals who specialize in tax liens, back taxes, tax debt, wage garnishment, and collections. We won't waste your time. Instead, we'll be on the phone with the IRS within 30 minutes of you becoming a client. And you can become a client right now. We've settled millions of dollars in tax issues for a fraction of the cost. Find the peace of mind knowing the IRS will not be knocking at your door. Protect your home, business, and family today. We know the tax laws, and we act fast. Call today for your free, no-obligation consultation. 1-800-685-9751. Remember, we'll be on the phone with the IRS within 30 minutes of you becoming a client. That's guaranteed. Call Certified Tax at 800-685-9751. That's 800-685-9751. Again, 800-685-9751.
Love gardening but don't love seeing your hard work destroyed by wildlife? Then use the number one most effective deer and rabbit repellent you can buy, PlantSkid. PlantSkid repellent protects gardens, trees, and landscaping by emitting an odor that browsing animals associate with predators. So animals avoid plants before they nibble, not after. PlantSkid is made in the U.S. from non-toxic, 100% organic, environment, and pet-friendly ingredients. Other repellents wash off in the rain, not PlantSkid. It's guaranteed to outlast all other repellents. PlantSkid was the first animal repellent to be OMRI listed organic and now comes in liquid spray, powder concentrate, or easy-to-use granular. Just sprinkle around your garden. For proven protection from deer, rabbits, squirrels, and other small rodents, use PlantSkid. Member tested and recommended by the National Home Gardening Club. Find a dealer near you at PlantSkid.com. That's PlantSkyd.com. Ask about our new vole repellent when you call 800-252-6051. That's 800-252-6051. PlantSkid. Proven plant protection, guaranteed or your money back.
Survival is not about the end of the world. It's not about a hypothetical plane crash or the latest violent storm. Survival is about the satisfaction of knowing you can take care of yourself and your family in any situation, anytime, anywhere. CampingSurvival.com was started in 1956. No, not the .com part, the survival part. CampingSurvival.com has over 17,000 urban, wilderness, and preparedness items. Supreme customer service. Very low shipping and no games. We look around to make sure we have the lowest prices, and CampingSurvival.com is 100% USMC veteran owned. Don't base your survival on the latest spring up on the internet company. Do business with an authority on survival. CampingSurvival.com. Use coupon code GCN at checkout, and CampingSurvival.com will take 5% off your order. CampingSurvival.com. Confidence born of preparation.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel, and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring us anything you want here, the pre-Pork Fest edition of the program, Porcupine Freedom Festival, getting ready to kick off Monday the 18th all the way through Sunday the 24th. We will be there live broadcasting every single night. Looking forward to bringing it to you and all the wonderful, a sampling of all of the wonderful people that will be there, because we will try to have as many folks on our third microphone as possible as we can throughout the week to give you a flavor of what the Porcupine Freedom Fest is like, and some of the interesting people you can meet there if you're there. 855-450-FREE is our toll-free number. Of course, you can bring up whatever's on your mind here tonight. Let's continue with you and your thoughts. Go to Bill, listening in Indy, listening to WXNT. Hey, Bill, you're on
hey,
Free Talk
guys,
Live.
I've never in my life, I've been listening to you for 6 years, and I'll still never
wow.
get Mark and Ian straight. Which one's which? I know your voices are very similar. But one of you guys just made a comment.
Mark's the super genius.
That's right. I am a super genius.
I never remember which one's which. But anyway, I'm sorry. That's my fault. But somebody just made a comment that Republicans are warmongers, which I agree with about 80%. But there was one exception. You remember the president that it was not?
A president who
Dwight D. Eisenhower said, beware the military-industrial complex.
And what did he do for us in 1953?
I don't know. Help me out.
He ended the Korean War, right?
Oh, well, I suppose.
Pretty much.
There's still troops in Korea, though.
Yeah, but there's not 500,000.
Hot conflict.
No, he pretty much did that in 6 months' time. And therefore, these other presidents could have done that, like Barack, I promise.
Well, doesn't Ron Paul say
By the way, the whole military-industrial complex, Dwight D. Eisenhower comment, will just slide past every single Republican you tell it to. Mm-hmm. It means nothing to them. By the way, I am I'm an office-holding Republican at this point. I have registered as a state delegate, and I will apparently the only one who registered, so it looks like I'm a winner. You can try to besearch my Republicanness all you want. If not you, Bill. But
have you sworn an oath to the state yet?
I have not sworn any oaths to the state. I don't know anything about
swearing. Do they have an oath for this?
I have
office?
No idea. Okay. Let me finish what I'm talking about. But the average, the average Republican just doesn't care what Republican leaders have said in the past, because they're always concerned about the moment at hand. Because the government is excellent. They are very, very good. The government's very bad at most things, but very good at scaring the pants off of people. There's always this big bad enemy out there. Now, forget
communists,
the fact,
drug
forget,
dealers,
forget the fact
terrorists.
That the government is stealing money from you on an annual basis, and actually, all the time, constantly involved in your life, telling you how to live, what to do, essentially, making you its serf.
Well, one thing I do like about the Republicans, at least when they pick my pocket, they don't want to pick it as deep as the Democrats.
Oh, please.
Well,
I mean, I don't think that's a true statement at all. All you have to look at is history. I think they both want to raid your pockets, and I don't think there's any way to determine which one is necessarily going to raid them deeper. But if you look at history, you see that Ronald Reagan presided over an increase in the size of the government by something like 69%. George W. Bush dramatically increased the size of the state during his presidency, and so I don't think there's any real evidence for it, especially when Bush was in charge. He had a Republican Congress as well, and so in theory they should have been able to really cut it back, but they didn't cut back anything, and so here you are.
The law of big numbers. I mean, guess what? If Mitt Romney wins, he's going to have a bigger deficit than Barack Obama had, and it's only because the snowball keeps gathering steam as it gets.
That doesn't mean your pocket's being picked less. It just means that they're not picking it less at the moment, or they're not picking it as much at the moment. But down the line, they're going to pick it more, or your kids' pockets.
They can actually cut your taxes, and see when they cut your taxes, they do make the deficit bigger.
Right, because they haven't cut spending.
That's right. They keep spending more and more. That's right.
The chicken's going to come home to roost someday, and it's just they're playing games.
I think that the epic government spending programs, besides war, generally are brought into office by Democrats, and they're never taken out by Republicans.
Yeah,
so,
do a damn thing to cut the government back. I mean, we've had plenty of Republicans call the show talking about how they think Social Security is so important, and all these government redistribution programs. And so, there's not a principle to be found out there, except for people like Ron Paul, and they're just rare. Ron Paul's son has principles.
I wish Ross Perot would have won back in '92. Maybe the country would have gone down a different path.
It'd have been interesting. That's for sure. Bill, thanks for the call.
Okay,
I appreciate it. Yep, 855-450-FREE, 1-855-450-3733. However, instead of Ross Perot winning, the Democrats and Republicans teamed up after that particular election to create the Presidential
Debate
Commission.
Nothing to get the politicians on the same side, except for some threat from a third party.
Yeah, and there was a threat, and they were pretty frightened by it, so they put together a bunch of rules that basically... And essentially locks third parties out of any level of national recognition as far as participation in presidential debates. I mean, how great would it be if members of the Libertarian and Green Party could actually get into presidential debates? That would be awesome. Just doesn't happen that way, though, because they don't want new ideas to be presented to the American people. They just don't want it.
No, why would they want it? I mean, they have essentially a duopoly on power.
Mm-hmm.
They're just a cartel. A cartel with two sides of the same big government coin.
All right, so 855-450-FREE, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. There's an interesting piece over at ericpetersautos.com about what happened in Aurora, Colorado recently, where police searching for suspected bank robbers locked down an entire intersection. They pulled 40 random motorists out of their cars at gunpoint, handcuffed them, and then asked them for permission to search their vehicles. Now, if you've been held
handcuffed?
At gunpoint, if you've been held at gunpoint and handcuffed, does it feel like they're asking you? If a cop is doing these things
no.
to you, does it feel like they're just asking when they finally get to the point of asking, supposedly, for a police search of your vehicle? Not at all.
Not at all.
They are trained to be intimidating, and they're trained to ask in ways that make it sound like they're not asking. They'll say things like, I'm going to have to ask to search your car.
I'm going to have to ask your keys. I need to search your car now. I have to ask you for your keys and search your car.
I'm going to have to makes it sound obligatory. It makes it sound like, I think he might be telling the truth. Maybe by some law or some ordinance, he has to ask you, although probably not. They're probably just lying to you because they can lie, and it's completely legal for them to lie. But let's just say he is following some ordinance. He's probably telling the truth. Okay, I have to ask you to search your car. I'm going to have to ask you to search your car. Well, that means they're still asking. You could always ask a question back and say, I'm sorry, are you asking? Just want to clarify, are you asking me to search? Because if you're just asking, then you don't have a real probable cause to search. You don't have a real reason, legitimate reason to search, because if you did, you wouldn't have to ask. You just go ahead and search. So remember, if a cop ever asks you to search your car, you are under no obligation to say yes, ever. Keep that in
mind.
There's
really no benefit to you to say yes.
So how many of the 40 random motorists that have been pulled out of the car at this intersection refused to search? How many?
Zero.
Yep, zero. According to the piece here, of course, no one refused the permission. The action itself is startling. 40 people guilty of nothing more than proximity of being in the same general area where a suspected criminal might also be are literally pulled from their vehicles, shackled and detained for more than 2 hours, even after it was obvious that they were guilty of no crime at all. Now, even more startling, however, than these over-the-top tactics is the fact that apparently every one of these 40 innocent people complied without a peep of protest. Not one of them said, "I'm sorry, officer, but unless I've committed a crime, I'd like to be free to go about my business." And not one said, "I do not consent to any searches." None put up a fuss, even when the cuffs came out. One woman interviewed by ABC News clucked happily, "Yeah, we all got cuffed, until they figured out who did what." No doubt this woman will not object when a gang of armed men kicks in her door, invades her home, and holds her family at gunpoint until they figure out who did what. Maybe, for instance, when they're looking for immigrants in some future crazy, Jew hunt, immigrant raid sorts of things that we might see happen in this country. "Oh, the cops just came by. They were just looking for some immigrants, so we let them in the whole house, and everything was fine."
Yeah, if you don't stand up for your rights all the time, you won't have them when you need them.
Well, and also, as you pointed out earlier, not just your rights, but also the rights of others. And it's important for people to be willing to stand up for their own rights.
When you stand up for the rights of others, you are standing up for your rights.
That's true.
Even if it's some rights you don't like. I don't like cigarette smoke, but I believe that you have the right to allow people to smoke in your business, and that no amount of nosy busybodies can get together and tell you otherwise. It's your business or it's not.
You know, Mark, criminals are about. They could be anywhere, which means anything is justified. At least that's the mentality of these government guys pulling 40 people over and holding them at gunpoint. More coming up. Free Talk Live.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money, controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit weusecoins.com.
Get in the zone! Prices at the pump are tough to take right now, but the experts at AutoZone have advice to make saving gas as easy as 1, 2, 3. 1, keep your tires properly inflated. 2, perform a simple tune-up. And 3, pour in a bottle of fuel system cleaner. Doing these 3 simple things can help make a real difference, so you can stretch out the time between fill-ups and stretch your gas dollars further. Come on into AutoZone today for even more gas-saving tips, because parts are just part of what we do.
Get in the zone!
AutoZone.
Now at DeseretFoodStore.com, sign up for a 1 month supply of delicious food for only $99 with free shipping. That's right, only $99. Gourmet restaurant style meals with a 30-year shelf life. Packaged in heavy duty Mylar bags for easy transport and freshness. Meals like stroganoff, lasagna, teriyaki, 5-bean chili, granola pancakes, and much more. Visit DeseretFoodStore.com, spelled DeseretFoodStore.com, or call 801-444-1444. Food for now, food for life.
37 things to hoard. Do you have the 37 crucial food items you can't survive without? When disaster hits and mobs go crazy grabbing food off the shelves, your family may be without food or waiting in long food lines. Prepare now at 123survivalplan.com. That's 123survivalplan.com. Many people don't have these 37 food items. Learn what you need to hoard now at 123survivalplan.com. Watch the video over 1 million people have viewed to discover the 37 food items that will sell out first when disaster strikes at 123survivalplan.com.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today. HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system. Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
The summer specials are on at HHA, Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big at HerbalHealer.com. And new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale, liquid CalMag vitamin D and organic iodine, CoQ10 with Hawthorne, colon enhancer, Super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product Tonixin, Memory Power, and Super Male and Femplex, all on sale for summer at HerbalHealer.com. Also get 10% off on the Herbal Healer Academy Survival Course. Information that might save your life. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Take control of the airwaves toll-free at 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-855-450-3733. Join us on our website, freetalklive.com. You can enjoy the features there, and hopefully everything will be operating smoothly. As it normally does throughout the next week at the Porcupine Freedom Festival, we will be broadcasting live every single night, beginning tomorrow night with a special pre-Pork Fest show live from Rogers Campground with Mark and Stephanie. You're going to be going up and doing that tomorrow. That's exciting. You can, of course, tune in on your local station as always. Our show will be in the same place as it always is. The archives will still be there. The live streams will still be going on. It's just that we're going to be doing the show from a different location. We're actually going to be in person, which is always a lot of fun. So looking forward to that. Porkfest.com, P-O-R-C-F-E-S-T.com, to learn more and get registered.
You can get your Liberty message out to thousands of people a month for fractions of a penny apiece. You do it from the back of your car with LibertyStickers.com. They've got hundreds and hundreds of different Liberty sayings over there. Most of the, you know, obviously everybody's going to enjoy some sayings more than others, but I like to go through and read them all. Prescient, insightful sayings. And you can check them out and let your voice be heard. It's LibertyStickers.com. They actually sell them in bulk. So if you've got a retail outlet or you get some kind of booth at the flea market or gun show, hey, these are great for just, you know, little, make a little extra money and, you know, get the ideas of Liberty out there. Also, if you have a, you know, church or business or band or something like that, you need bumper stickers, LibertyStickers.com can make them for you. It's LibertyStickers.com.
Their power lies in your fear and your obedience, because when you do what you're told all the time, they'll just keep telling you to do things. They'll just come up with new things for you to do, new hoops for you to jump through, new taxes for you to pay. And in this case, we're talking about the way people responded, or rather, how they didn't really respond in any significant manner. When the police pulled over 40 people, they basically blocked off a portion of a couple roads, an intersection, took 40 motorists out of their cars at gunpoint, handcuffed them, and then searched their vehicles, purportedly by asking permission to do so. Not one person protested. Not one person refused the search. In fact, many of them were happy about being searched. And the words of one ABC News blogger, "Sounds like the police did their job and did it exceptionally well." Another writes, "I think the police did a great job in an unusual circumstance and protected the people of the city from a dangerous criminal. Those people should praise the police, not sue them." Well, the accosted apparently agreed. This is from EricPetersAutos.com. So far, according to news reports, none of the 40 has so much as filed a complaint. And it's an incredible thing. The lurid testimony is to the current state of the American mind, cowed in awe of law enforcement and utterly indifferent to the inevitable consequences of countenancing such thuggery. And thuggery is precisely the right word, because thugs use violence to intimidate and get what they want. They don't care how they get what they want, just so they get what they want. Now, the Aurora, Colorado police chief, the man in charge of this operation of taking 40 motorists out at their cars at gunpoint, this man is also apparently a four-star general, described the trampling of 40 people's innocent civil liberties in pursuit of his greater good as reasonable exercise of what he called investigative detention for a reasonable period of time. The question arises, if it's reasonable to pull scores of random people out of their cars, handcuff them at gunpoint, search their vehicles under extreme duress, and then detain them for hours, what would constitute unreasonable? Summary execution, perhaps?
Well, that's obviously, it would be considered
right.
Unreasonable.
Where do you go from there?
Well, you know, this is the frog in the pot situation, the frog in the kettle.
Mm-hmm.
The argument is, and I'm pretty sure this doesn't work, is that if you put a frog in a kettle.
In real life, I mean.
Yeah, in real life. If you put a frog in a kettle and slowly turn up the heat on the frog, that he won't jump out. But if you turn it right up, you know, immediately, the frog will jump out. So if you were to, you know, pull people out of their cars and do summary execution, obviously, people would scream civil rights violations. But many people would say to people screaming civil rights violations about this situation is, oh, shush, shush, shush. They had to get the bad guy.
Well, right. Well, and if you want to do a summary execution, all you have to do is create a scuffle with the person and start yelling, stop resisting! Stop resisting! And you can blast their head off.
This gets done.
If you're
done.
A cop, that is.
This gets done. There's no doubt about it. Even just to keep the governments grow, organizations grow, and governments are no different. And
except
so
they can steal the funds.
They're going to expand their purview. They're going to expand their power. That's what they're going to do. So, frankly, it's the people standing up for civil liberties in this country that are to be thanked for just the level of tyranny that we've grown to. Because you listening to my voice, the chances of you having done anything is about 1% to protect civil liberties or any kind of liberties in this country. Liberties, because I think all liberties, are, you know, all liberties, economic, civil, whatever, they're all our liberties and they're all human rights. And, you know, most people just let life pass them by because it's just so expensive and so difficult to get by now with the level of intrusion of the government. The average American pays with, basically half their income goes to senseless government regulations and taxation from government on all levels. So, you know, they have to work twice as hard.
855-450-FREE. You're certainly welcome to comment. Just a few more thoughts here from Eric Peters over at ericpetersautos.com. It's a spot-on opinion piece about the obedience of the American people. He says Americans are becoming so accustomed to tyranny, they hardly notice it anymore. The outrageous has become the routine. I mean, look at this. You've got drones now. Drones. Is there anything, red flag, is there anything else that you need besides the fact that they're flying unmanned aerial vehicles in American cities? Hello? Police state? Anybody? He points out here that a nation has been taught to raise its arms and spread its legs as a routine part of air travel, which thinks it's okay to subject anyone arrested for any reason at all, including jaywalking, to forcible strip searches, and which accepts random dragnet-style searches of anyone at any time as reasonable, is fated to accept things far worse in due course. It's now only a question of time. The principle of unreasonable authority, limitless, unconstrained by any civilized rules of engagement, has been accepted by millions of Americans. And the consequences of that ought to be obvious. Except, of course, that they're not. Most people don't see what's coming because they view things in such a limited way. The cops in Aurora were only trying to get their man, they'll tell you. Such tactics would never be used against innocent people. It never occurs to them that, in fact, such tactics have already been used against innocent people. 40 of them in this instance, as a matter of fact. Not one of the 40 that had been accosted had to rob a bank or even jaywalk, because they were looking for a bank robber when they'd pulled those 40 people over, just to be treated the same as if they had robbed a bank. Because people would say, if you got a bank robber, you got to hold them at gunpoint, take them down, do whatever you need to do. That's what they did to these people. And that's scary, by the way. And in case you don't know, even though the police are trained professionals, there have been stories where the police have held people at gunpoint and somebody's finger slipped into a trigger guard, or they already had it in the trigger guard and they twitched. Right. And then some guy got his brain blown out even though he was completely innocent, hadn't hurt anybody else.
It absolutely has happened. And then it's just a mistake. The police officer doesn't go to jail. You and I, if we weren't, if we didn't have trigger integrity, if we were holding somebody at gunpoint, I can hardly hardly imagine this circumstance in my life, but then you slip and you pull the trigger and you execute, essentially execute someone, do you think you'd be able to pass it off as, whoops?
Let's talk to DJ listening to WDFG in Alabama. Hey, DJ.
Hey there.
Hey, you're on the air. What's on your mind?
Hey, it just completely blows my mind that these out of those 40 people, not one raised, you know, any kind of protest. But, you know, this is symptomatic of a greater picture here that I think you guys have in the last few minutes been really talking about. You know, people compartmentalize their outrage and their concern over what's happening to our country so much that, you know, they don't have a broad view of what's going on. Here's an example. Here's a perspective I hadn't heard anybody else talk about. You know, what is the distinction really between someone who commits a felony and someone who has been convicted of a felony? It seems like people have no problem at all with someone who, you know, commits felonies, and they're just fine. But once they're convicted, they're stigmatized. Here's a great example. You know, Joe Schmo, 30 years ago, commits a nonviolent felony, turns his life around, can't get a firearm to protect his family. On the other hand, an admitted felon who has committed many felonies, that is, you know, rampant drug use, we can elect him as president. And not only can he get a gun, he's got SEAL Team 6 and nuclear warheads.
Wow, great point.
Yep,
you nailed it.
I mean, yeah, absolutely.
I just wanted to throw that out. You know, who's the bad guy, a felon or a convicted felon? Well, you know. There you go.
In this case, it's the guy who continues to kill people. I mean,
yeah.
This guy, right, he hasn't been convicted of a felony.
Neither
yet.
Of them are bad for what they, you know, did if they've turned their lives around. But, well, one of them hasn't turned their life around.
No doubt. Hey, DJ, thanks for the call and
right,
the thoughts
thanks.
Tonight. I appreciate hearing from
bye.
You. As we prepare for the Porcupine Freedom Festival, Mark, you're heading up there in the morning, earlier morning hours with Stephanie.
Early
and
as possible.
You guys are going to have all the equipment set up. Hopefully everything will be working fine, and you'll be able to do your show the Sunday edition of Free Talk Live from Porkfest, or live from the day before Porkfest. Live from Porkfest Eve, I guess that would work.
Porkfest.
The Porkfest Eve show tomorrow night. Join Mark for that. FreeTalkLive.com or your local radio station. If you're not on your local station, call them. Tell them you want some Free Talk Live. We're coming up tomorrow.
According to Mind Prophecy, 2012 will be the last Father's Day ever because the world is actually ending in what looks like a fiery zombie alien apocalypse. Heads up! So let's make this Father's Day ultra cool. Give Ice Blue Aqua Velva aftershave.
Happy Father's Day, Dad! Whoa!
Thanks, son. Refreshing.
A Father's Day favorite for generations, Aqua Velva cools, firms, and tones.
Look out! Aliens! Zombies!
Stay cool, Dad!
Aqua Velva. Men get it.
There's a legendary piece of equipment in the radio world. It's the CC Radio 2. It has the best AM reception, bar none, thanks to their twin-coil ferrite AM antenna. It also has stellar FM reception, plus ham and weather. I recently got one, and it's the nicest radio I've ever owned. If you're not familiar with the Sea Crane Company, their products are lauded for their quality by experts the world over. I highly endorse the Sea Crane Company. Get the CC Radio 2 at ccrane.com. CCRANE.com.